Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
On tonight's Real Housewives of Orange County, it's an A-B conversation, and we want you to see your way into it. It is the reunion part two coming at you right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome to the Real Housewives of OC reunion, part two with a bunch of crazy. In fact, two women arguing if they really are crazy, Vicky and Kelly. It's going to be an interesting show. We have the panel here to discuss. It's Grant's Rants.
What can we do? We can discuss the show. Hey, guys, my name is Christy Olsen, and you can always reach out to me at Christy Reports.
This is Fern Ronay. I'm so excited to be here.
Yes.
My Real Housewives family.
Yes.
You can find me Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Ronay.
Yeah.
Fern is giving us her POV, a new perspective at this season at this point, which we need. Mm-hmm. Thomas, we said hello to Thomas and Blake, who couldn't be here tonight. Thomas is traveling.
Yeah.
So we have a fresh perspective and lots of crazy thoughts on tonight's episode. With that said, let's get started and talk about Vicky's boob job.
Let's do it.
Did she have it done or not? She's saying that she cannot confirm nor deny. And what did we say to this?
Why bother denying? Yeah. Or confirming.
Exactly.
I mean, she didn't mind talking about the eye job right away. We've seen and heard about and actually seen the actual procedures go down of so many
the
things she's had
face.
Done.
Yeah,
what difference does it make?
No one's seeing them.
Exactly. Who cares, first of all, if she did or
another
didn't?
Another good point.
Yeah.
And you've shared everything else, including a full face. You have a completely different face from season one, but you won't share whether you got your boobs done that no one's ever going to see? Like, pointless.
Yeah.
You know what just occurred to me? Maybe she didn't get them done, and she doesn't want everyone to know that they look the way that they looked when she showed. Not that they look bad, but maybe she thinks, like, oh, now everyone's going to think they know how my boobs look, so I better tell them that maybe they look different.
Right.
In case things don't work out with Steve, she's like, I got to
exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, she clearly didn't go to Terry to do them, because I guess that was, she had to go on botched for that. There's no way Vicky's going to go on botched.
No.
So, yeah, I think that the answer is no on that boob job. Vicky is, she's talking about the vowel renewal that she had with Dawn. And they're commenting on Shannon's vowel renewal. I want to say vowel. And so they talk about that, and she said, interesting story. We all saw the renewal on the beach all those years. I mean, I remember it was yesterday. And apparently that wasn't all that it was cracked up to be. What did she say?
It seemed super legit at the time.
Yeah.
And she's claiming that she even approached it in a way of, this is a real vowel renewal. And then post-renewal, Dawn's like, hey, that would be great for TV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she said that's when she knew it was over between them at that point. The show really has really taken over her life, if you think about it. It's robbed her of a lot of happiness.
Yes, and a lot of real moments. That it's so sad to think she was thinking that was real, and he was thinking, this is great for TV, and guarantees our future paychecks.
Yeah.
That's horrible. But, Vicky, that was you and Dawn. Every relationship is different, so I hate that she's like, that's how it was for us, so you doing it on TV is, you know, bad news for you.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. She's like, think outside the box. Every relationship's different.
Yes.
Think outside the TV screen, Vicky.
Seriously.
I want to get Fern's POV on all these ladies since we haven't heard from you this season yet. So as we go through Kelly, I want to know what you think of Kelly. I want to hear what your thoughts are, how these ladies stand currently. So feel free to jump in.
I will.
Okay?
I will.
Shannon hasn't spoken to her mother-in-law since they had that rock concert in Newport Beach. No huge surprise there. We got a little backstory as to where things went wrong and haywire, and all that it was the mother-in-law didn't want to wash the dishes, and Shannon had been drinking and threw her off her property, and that's what got the ball rolling on that. Sometimes it takes a little thing to find an excuse to not like someone that you never liked in the first place.
Yeah, and didn't she kind of always say, her explanation before this tonight was that, oh, she just never liked me and she didn't want me taking David away from her and that sort of thing. And mm-hmm. so if this is the catalyst, if that's what happened where the mother-in-law could finally make it known that she didn't like Shannon, okay, mm-hmm. then it makes sense. Yeah. But let's be real. It had to have been more than that.
Oh, mm-hmm. absolutely. They never liked each other for whatever reason. And the not, you know, cleaning up. If she really liked her mother-in-law and felt really loved and accepted by her, she'd be like, my mother-in-law's the type that doesn't clean up. She wouldn't care. Mm-hmm. But it bothered her because she doesn't like her and vice versa. Yeah. And then the affair was just the perfect excuse for this woman, who doesn't sound like a very nice woman, regardless of what you think of Shannon, to needle her or mm-hmm. talk behind her back, which it does sound like it was premeditated. So cruel, like, and on TV.
The
no
mother-in-law,
less.
You're saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, regardless of what anybody thinks of Shannon, that's immature, rude, mean, and awful for a grown woman to do that on TV.
Mm-hmm. The grown woman meaning her mother-in-law. Okay,
yeah.
Just following.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And who's that, like, scrambling to help with dishes? At my family dinners, it's like, right. all we're like, no, I'll do it. No, I'll do it. No, Grandma, you sit down. No, I'll do it. No, I'll wash them.
I don't get washing dishes at a home with hospital-grade air and all this. It's a multi-million-dollar house.
Exactly. She didn't have someone to do the dishes for her.
Maybe not back in the day she didn't.
I don't know.
Remember she said that the 10 years were kids. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I was saying, homes like hers, you have more than one. I mean, she has like a craft room in that house. That girl has a goddamn dishwasher.
She just didn't like her mother-in-law.
Yeah.
From the beginning.
I mean, I'm guilty of that, too. There's someone I really don't vibe with, you kind of look for things, I feel like, to feel validated mm-hmm. a little bit. At mm-hmm. least someone to point something out to a friend and be like, can you believe that comment? Like, so unnecessary. And then you just feel like, yes. you know, you're a little right about impressions of people. I'm guilty of that.
We all are.
You know, yeah. I mean, but it's true. You know, everyone wants to feel validated in certain ways. And God knows these ladies, the insecurity runs so rampant. It was, especially on one couch in particular, the one to the right. But let's talk more. Tamara didn't mean to stir the pot when she ran up to Shannon and told her what her mother-in-law said at the party. She said that she knew that the situation was bad, so she figured that it wasn't going to blow up. It was just more like evidence, just more of the same. She didn't think that Shannon was going to lose it so much. And yeah, I can understand that, but I like that. I mean, it was funny when they said, like, you stir the pot, and they cut right to the clip of her saying exactly what happened. But I do believe that there's a genuine friendship with Shannon and Tamara there.
I think so, too. And then when Shannon made the point of that she would have been upset had Tamara not told her,
exactly.
then that makes a lot of sense. And actually, right. I'm on board with Shannon on that. I mean, you better tell me what she just said while she's still here so I can address it.
Exactly. Right. I'm with you 100%. And you told me to listen to Tamara on Heather McDonald's podcast,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
which was so good. And she said, I'm not one of those people who pretends the cameras aren't there. And if it happens on camera, she's going to eventually see it. And if I'm a friend who doesn't warn her and tell her, then she feels guilty. And I so get it. I hate when they act like...
Yeah,
she's gonna see it. It's not a secret anymore.
That's true.
And she was a good friend to warn her.
Yeah, Tamara's a reality pro, I think, for mm-hmm. sure. Lover mm-hmm. or hater, she knows how to work the show.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was a really good podcast, by the way.
Watch out, world! You know what happened to the last reality TV pro America made?
Well, who?
He's our president elect.
Oh God.
Tamara for president 2020.
Oh my God.
She'd do well with the conservative base.
This is true. Oh, yeah. Yeah. About Jesus.
The evangelicals yeah. will be lining up to vote Tamara.
Oh Lord, I can't. It's too soon. It's just too soon.
sorry.
Oh man. Yes. Well, Vicky claims that she didn't really know if David had brought this mistress to family dinners. And so we came to the conclusion that she lied. And if you talk to Tamara, that's everything Vicky says is a lie. So it's like, but I love how Vicky doesn't even, like, she gets caught in a lie. I never saw anyone like it. She gets caught in a lie and it's nothing. Mm-hmm. She reminds me of someone that I grew up with who I really didn't care for because she would treat lies like nothing. She would lie like I'm drinking friggin' Sprite out of this. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. people like that drive me crazy. They don't have any remorse or feel anything. And I like Vicky. That's the difference between me and this other one. I like Vicky, but I just don't like people who are caught in a lie and don't feel the need to have to address it or feel bad about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how much are you lying that you're that comfortable, like, on camera talking about people and like people's like marriages and other people's mistresses and stuff. Like,
it's like she thinks, and she keeps saying too, like, well, everyone's doing this, everyone's doing it. Like she thinks everyone just lies and everyone just says what is convenient for them, and then it's okay. Well, no, not everyone is doing that. I mean, it's not just Vicky, but it's not everybody.
She's comfortable being a liar. Weird.
And it's lying about, really sacred things. Like, don't lie about someone's marriage. That's like, that's just going too far. Lying about stupid things if you're going to be a liar. Especially on a reality show. But, like, lying about really sacred things is so wrong. I don't know how Brianna came from her. Brianna has such a good head and heart. It's a miracle.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. Well, let's talk about Heather. And no one's been to the house yet. There's been a few Instagram photos. We know on this panel, through our news and gossip, that it's still like being perfected and all that. And she just invited someone over. She was on Watch What Happens Live, and they asked, have any of the ladies seen the house yet? And she said, I have Tamara's coming over like next week or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure it's nice and great and everything. So I want to see it. I hope they can get all their permits to be able to record and film at that house, because I guess Pelican Hill community that she lives in has said, like, no filming, like, no production can come in here. It's a private community. Like, that's like the HOH rule, HOA rules. So they're going to have some trouble.
They wouldn't have even thought of building there. Well, they couldn't get that permission.
This came after. But it's not, I looked into this. I'm almost positive it does not prevent them from doing the home video. Because if I am Terry Dubrow and I buy my own JVC camera and record my house, and send the
You just happen to invite those friends you know who work on that Bravo show?
Or I send the
to
tape.
To hold the camera? Yeah. I mean, you're right. Yeah. It's just like, you know, point of view.
So that, like, they do that sometimes on the vacations. Like, it'll be like Shannon's home video. And, you know, it's like, you know, the crew, like, gave them, here's two cameras.
But they can't film a whole season in their house with their
family. They can't really do,
like
a party or anything. We can see what it looks like, but yeah. Unless if they.
I'm concerned.
But you know what? Come on. Throw money at that situation. That's all you have to do. Between the production company and the millions that the Dubrows have, pay up.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because what if they defy it and they break the rules? What's going to happen? They're going to make them sell their house? No, they're just going to have to pay a fine, which is peanuts to Bravo and them.
True. Just pay the fine. Yeah. I'm not worried.
Over and over again. All season.
Our resident lawyer explains it all.
Yes. I love it. And one thing that really resonated with me, and I think with us when we watched, with Heather was talking about how, you know, one of the questions was like, is your life really that perfect? And she's like, look, we've come from dark times, and I know times are looming ahead because that's the way life goes. We all know the path of life. Anyone listening, I'm sure, has not come from like a rainbow and unicorn past. So it's nice to kind of see like she is still in touch with the real world. Mm-hmm. And I can relate to that. Like, in the last year, I came through a bunch of crazy stuff, and I'm really just kind of where she is now. I'm kind of just like, what did she say? She's like, right now, things are effing good. You know, like, I'm just like, things are good, and we'll see what happens in the future, but I'm just going to like live in the moment. I like that.
And we're so happy to see that for you, just by the way.
Thank you. It's been a long road. But yeah, I can relate to her on that. Mm-hmm. Enjoy it in the moment, and don't worry about trying to create stuff for the show. You're living your life, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was a no-excuses way of putting it.
Yes. I commented while we were watching, the thing I like the most about Heather is she's so to the point. There's no need for her to sprinkle anything with shade or give double meanings to things. She'll come right at, she'll have those claws, the long nails, but she'll tell you exactly where she's coming from, what she's thinking. I love transparent people like that, because it cuts back on all the BS.
And I love someone who can articulate themselves. So many of these women can't find the words. It's like, come on, find your words. Use your words. Come on.
You mean like Teresa in New Jersey?
Exactly. But Bethany's a good example of, I mean, she's all right. But she's a good example of getting to the point, and true. Heather does it so much better. She speaks in complete sentences, makes her point, and it's satisfying.
It is.
Right. And it's hard to argue against.
Yes.
If you're being one of the ladies that she is in a disagreement with, it's hard to argue with reasonability. With reasonableness.
With reasoning.
You know, I mean, you literally can't argue with her because she is right.
Exactly.
You really can't. That's why I love the just to the point fighting, because it's like she's not going to come at you with shade. She's not, you know, her record doesn't make stuff up. Mm-hmm. You know, so when she's coming at you, you have to swallow that and be like, all right, okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't want to be the other end of her, you know, just saying.
I really liked her answer, though, to the perfect life, because she does kind of, I always thought she just wanted to portray that perfect life, but I'm glad she said that they've been through hard times and that she's wise enough to know there'll be hard times again and she's grateful for this moment. I was impressed with that answer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely.
You know, it'd be really interesting to see if and when she and Terry ever do come on some hard times, how much they show of that on the show.
Yeah, right.
Because they haven't been in any kind of turmoil as long as they've been on the show.
Yeah, I mean, they had the whole thing about, like, Andy being like, so you have, like, a deadbeat father for her husband, and it's like, wait, what? Like, can we, like, that's terrible.
Terrible. That's why, yes, he's a deadbeat father. He's doing surgeries all over the world, which is why they can live in a $20 million house. I don't think she minds. It's such a manufactured storyline, like, on Real Housewives of New Jersey, there's another one like that.
Yeah, the marital problems, the marital strife of work.
The spouse who's working too much. Give me a break. No one cares.
I know. No, I mean, we've told this story enough. We don't need it anymore. We really don't.
No.
Let's be right. There's no stakes in that. Not in this modern world, anyway. If we were doing Real Housewives of 1961, like, maybe it would be something else.
Right.
You know? But come on. So, and whatever. Vicky is overfilled with her love tank. She's been with her man for 7 months, and he is Brianna approved. So that's good.
Yes.
And we've realized now tonight who ding a ding ding dong. Remember in the first part where she was like, oh, ding a ding dong, we don't talk about it. And I was like, who is she talking about? What is she talking about? Okay, I guess that was Brooks.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is she calling him that?
Right? Still, okay, that question's still not answered.
I love it.
I snapped last week. Who's ding dong? Oh my God.
I love that she gets so flustered when they bring him up. Even I'm I'm kind of like, okay, how much more are we going to talk about this? Like, we know what is and what isn't about this. Like, he hasn't been on one episode of season 11. Like, let's move on.
Seriously.
But he still has that impact on her.
He does. Mm-hmm. Big time.
Scary.
Yes. And Brianna said that she and her whole family, they were all against him. But she was the only one that was vocal enough to really speak out. So she kind of got the real bad end of the stick with her relationship with her mom. So I applaud her for speaking up and sticking to her guns and being so public, even on the show. She didn't have to go on camera and express her opinion about him. She could just say that to her mother over the phone or in person. But, I mean, you know, Brianna, again, the only human on the show.
Seriously.
Love her. You know, we wish her well with her health. We're glad that she doesn't have any lymphoma, lymphatic nodes, right? Is that the correct terminology here? I want to make sure I'm getting it right for her. But she does have lupus, which I don't know a lot about. I don't really know much about that.
It's an autoimmune disease, and I think it can get very bad. It's something that a lot of people live with day to day and manage, but it's something that you have to be super careful about.
Mm-hmm. Well,
like about not getting sick and stuff.
No joke, And she's a nurse, that's got to be hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we know other celebrities we know who deal with this, like Selena Gomez.
Yeah.
And she has had to cancel some tours and different things at different times. But, of course, she's someone who's going 100 miles an hour all the time.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Let's talk about the Kill All Cancer charity, which Vicky joked with me on Twitter that she was going to send me one of those dirty white bracelets. apparently no one's getting these bracelets because she's out. She's not doing it anymore. And,
but wait, did you have to uncheck the box to get the bracelet?
I wasn't going to do all that work. If she could mail me one to AfterBuzz TV, Los Angeles, California, I'll pick it up in the mail. I don't need insurance. Look, I have a studio apartment. There's not much to insure. You know what I mean? My car is total. There's nothing to insure, Vicky. You're not going to get too much on me. Sorry. So then there was this business was this charity just to get insurance leads. And that was the big question. We said on this panel, Vicky, don't touch anything with cancer. It's not a good choice. Everyone else agreed. They agreed with us. I mean, why would you associate yourself with anything cancer-related? Leave the word out of your vocabulary.
Mm-hmm. I'm still surprised that she made such a poor decision.
Yeah.
Bad judgment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She should have stayed far, far away.
Yeah. Well, let's hope that in Beverly Hills, Lisa doesn't do a charity for Munchausen syndrome. We don't need any of these words anymore. We need to move on, please. Oh, let's please move forward with all these ailments and who is and isn't sick. I'm talking about because Beverly Hills is coming up and it's like fresh on
it's
my
right
mind.
Around the corner.
I'm trying to remember like where we left off and like I just want to move forward. We all need to move forward. Even with like New Jersey, it's like we're like some of these shows get stuck. And that's why I love OC so much, because there's a lot of twists and turns. But the cancer scams are done, please. Mm-hmm. No cancer charities either. We don't want to hear it. Meanwhile, behind the scenes, in between the break, was an interesting moment when Vicky and Kelly had a little chat. What were they saying?
Don't effing turn on me.
Yeah.
I will, but I'm not.
You were like, that
no, they're
scary.
Gonna call me a liar. It was.
It was
scary.
Like such a real moment. It was like so diabolical.
It was. It made them look so bad.
So bad.
Why wouldn't you have that conversation? Like. In the car on the way over, a text message. You know, you feel the need, you're that threatened that in front of the cameras, a live mic, Andy, the cast, you're gonna be like, don't turn on me. Like, let me remind you, Kelly. Not good.
Not a good look.
No, I agree. Well, Kelly seems completely unbothered and has no shame that she, after watching her behavior on the show, her daughter loves her and respects her.
Is proud of her, reportedly.
Yes. So she says that she does not have a drinking problem, but she's been to AA because it was court appointed.
I mean, court ordered AA. Who hasn't, right? Hey.
But she does not have any problems. I don't know. I don't know what to say about her. The common denominator, as Andy pointed out, was the alcohol, but she says no, the common denominator are the ladies. Mm-hmm.
Also, the fact that she had copped to some of the behavior when approached in the scene. You know, when they said to her, hey, what you just did was awful, like at the sushi party, and there were different instances of that. And then tonight for her to sit and say, no, I even take back my apology. I even take back taking responsibility for that. I untake responsibility for it. It's like, that's going pretty far to try to prove that you were right. And you were wrong.
I mean, she has no shame. She said, I have no shame in the game. She has no shame. Zero.
But then she did say, she did apologize to Tamara later, right? A little bit. Like
You're not a bad mom.
She can't stick to one story. She can't stick to one position. She's not, I hate to say it, she's not smart enough she's just not good at this game enough to stick to one position, argue it, stand her ground. If she's going to say she has no shame, then don't ever apologize. But she flips back and forth because she's so immature. Her jokes don't go past sixth grade.
No.
Her mental reasoning doesn't go past sixth grade. She's one minute she's this, one minute she's that. If someone says you have a pattern, she's like, you have a pattern. That's how she argues, like a child.
Yeah.
Grow up. I think something must have happened to her in sixth grade. That's the grade I'm going to point to. That she couldn't evolve past it.
Wow.
I don't know. There's something psychological there because she is seriously stunted.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, Brianna was saying what we all have been saying, that she just needs someone, so she's got Kelly. And I believe everything that Brianna says.
Oh, yeah, I was talking about Kelly this whole time.
Oh, yeah, no, I know that, too. I know that, too, but I'm just thinking of that moment, because I'm just thinking of that moment that because I was like, why is Vicky continue? Well, to your point, why does Vicky continue to get involved with Kelly, who's a disaster?
Right, she just
like
needs
you said,
somebody.
Yeah. And so, it's just to have someone in her corner. Yeah.
Well, I was dying to kind of get Brianna's take on Kelly and Vicky's relationship and what she thought of them being friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we shouldn't be surprised to hear that Brianna doesn't really approve, or she sees right through it.
It's just so obvious that Vicky needs an ally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But speaking of the AA thing, to go back really quickly, that story. That was like her reasoning for being. I was like, what a bunch of lowlifes. I don't care how much money you have. It was a 4th of July fight that her husband got into, and she had. Are you kidding me?
Like,
who are you hanging out with? Who are you?
Not like a normal night. Like, friend, you're married. Have you ever had to pull your husband away from someone like that and end up with an AA class?
No. As a matter of fact, no. Maybe we're boring, but or maybe we're normal.
I was going to say, if that's boring, I'll take my boring husband who doesn't hit anybody who I don't have to hit.
These people with these complicated lives, like, they're so complicated. Like, I've always said, and I'm going to move on in 1 second, but I always say, like, my Dr. Phil moment is... And I don't even care for him, please. But I think a lot of people create all their own problems.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
I think Kelly is a good example of that. You know, even staying in the marriage just because he's got the money and he sued her for all this money, even he was trying to get out of it. Like, people create all their own problems in life. Not everyone, because, you know, there are things out of our control, like health and things like that.
Right.
But these things, like having to have a court order, That's her own behavior. Meanwhile, let's talk about some behavior in bed. That'll get your attention. Ooh. I've been telling you about Ball and Branch sheets. Well, I'm going to be, because they are the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever sleep on. And with the holidays coming up, they're a perfect, thoughtful gift. Good idea, because I need some sheets. So because you have, because when you give Ball and Branch, you're giving something everyone wants but rarely gets. They get a perfect night's sleep, and they make it very easy to do so. So, shipping is free, and they come beautifully packaged in a gorgeous gift box. No gift wrapping needed, so perfect to give for a gift. Pick up a set of Ball and Branch sheets for yourself and a guest bedroom, and get your house ready for the holidays. You're going to be having people coming over, possibly sleeping over, so why not give them the very best? And these are 100% organic cotton sheets, which means that they start out super soft and get even softer over time, ideal, and they last a lot longer this way. Everyone loves Bull and Branch sheets. They have thousands of 5-star reviews, and they're even, even 3 U.S. presidents have slept on Bull and Branch sheets.
Wow.
I'm gonna need them to tell me which ones, though. I need to know which presidents before I get too much more interested in this. Just kidding. That's why Bull and Branch lets you sleep on them for 30 nights. That's good. And if you're not thrilled, you can send them back for a full refund. Now, this would be great to have in my life. How do I get my hands on these? I have to buy myself my own gift. I'm interested in these sheets, and that I'm talking about them. Right now, for our listeners, order the Ball and Branch order at bollandbranch.com. That's bollandbranch.com, and get $50 off one set of sheets. That's $50 off of bollandbranch.com. Promo code podcast1, all one word. bollandbranch.com. I spelled that out. I'll spell it again. bollandbranch.com. Promo code podcast1.
Yeah. Get your organic sheets, Shannon.
Yes. Sheets make a difference.
Yes. I have a whole plan to like redo. I need like a whole, I'm sleeping on a twin bed. Like I have a whole plan to like, you know, get this fixed in the new year, and I'm going to need to get all new sheets, all new bedding. So Ball and Branch, if you're paying any attention, I'd love a pair. I would. They do sound wonderful.
Yeah.
They really do.
He just totally talked you up. Come on, guys.
Just saying. Anyway, let's talk about a few more of these ladies. Kelly. I've got like pages on Kelly, but we talked about it really. Heather said that it was her or me at that sushi restaurant. She was ready to jump ship because she was so upset with Kelly. We learned more what really ticked Heather off at this moment. Good moment. Like, I was all ears. This resonated with her because this was the last time she saw her brother-in-law, who had a bout with drugs, and he died shortly after. So that was already like a negative place for her to be. So I can understand that.
Absolutely. She was tearing up when she was talking about it.
Yeah. And she didn't want to be associated with the show because it was so shameful at that point with the language. There were thin walls. People were listening to all this. And, you know, people like, I'm sure people, there's looky-loos, and they're seeing Heather Dubrow sitting in this disaster of a restaurant, you know, scene. So I don't blame her for being that upset. That was, I was curious what the match was, or the spark that really set her off.
Mm-hmm.
What do we want to say about Heather? Anything?
I feel... Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I was asking our chat role what they thought of Kelly, because we were on Kelly just a sec ago.
Oh, yeah.
And Carrie in the chat said, I really disliked Kelly at first, but as the season went on, I started to like her. I think she really needs to look at her actions, though, and how she behaves if she wants to last on the show. Agreed, Carrie.
That's a good point.
Yeah, so Heather, I mean, in this moment, again, we really feel for her. You're reminded that she doesn't have this perfect life, and she revealed why her emotions were high kind of going into this dinner at this kind of a place. I mean, and really, does she, once it started going down, no one needs to explain their reaction to Kelly's behavior. I think mine would have been the same.
Mm-hmm.
But we could at least understand a little bit where Heather was coming from.
Right? Completely. Like, Heather didn't even have to say that all about her brother-in-law. I mean, you know, they didn't know that, and so if they knew that, maybe it would have been a more subdued dinner. But I don't think anybody knew that. Either way, you don't have to explain that. What happened at the dinner was completely unacceptable. She used the C word. She was just acting like a nut. And
yes.
I loved Heather's description that it's base behavior. Everything you did, Heather, calling her out, walking away, I'm 100% with you, regardless of whether it was an emotional place for you or not. 100%. She was wrong, and I'm glad she called her out.
Yeah. Yeah, I called it all those weeks ago. We talked about it. I said, I bet Heather doesn't want to be associated with that word being thrown around and being on like a base reality mm-hmm. show, like a trash. She doesn't want to be on a trashy reality show. I think it probably took some convincing to even go on this one, but she knows what she knows what she likes and what works for her. So
yeah, she was like, this is being brought to a new level, like a low life. And that's not her.
Right. Mm-hmm. Totally get it. Totally respect that, too. I mean, I don't think either of us would want to really be on, you know, like a... I don't want to throw any networks under the bus, but you're not talking about like a cheap VH1, like, you know, like Love and Hip Hop Hollywood type level show. You know, it's like, you know, that you want to be careful with what you associate yourself with. You know, just saying.
Right. Absolutely.
Yes. So what else can we say? Heather apologizes for commenting on the bus about Jolie and feeling bad for Jolie and saying that it was sad that was that basically Kelly was her mom or whatever like that. So she did apologize.
Again, you just can't argue with this woman.
No.
Because she knows she needs to support what she's saying. So she says, hey, I did the same thing and I apologize. Whoa.
Yeah.
Did a housewife just do that?
I know.
She did. Mm-hmm. She did.
After being on the receiving end of Kelly being nuts. She could have just said, F you, I'm not saying anything, you know?
I mean, yeah, no one owes Kelly any apologies, I don't think, for anything.
Right.
Just because she owes them so many more. Mm-hmm. I mean, no one would have to apologize to Kelly, especially not Heather.
Right. Yeah, Heather could have been like, yeah, I feel bad for her, for Jolie, because she's going to see this someday. But she apologized and said, I learned from it and it'll never happen again. Mm-hmm. She knows how to assuage it and like and then make her point. And Kelly is not, she does not have those skills.
Nope. Well, meanwhile, on the other couch, Tamra, the attention turns to her, and she says that she is not a good drunk, and she admits that she does have a little bit of an anger problem. Yeah, I respect that for not living in denial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone says that she's improving. I don't know. I've looked at our comments, of course, and I'm on Twitter and stuff like that. I don't know. Some people really don't buy it. A lot of people don't really see the change in Tamra, but I think she's making baby steps a little bit. I don't want to hate on her.
No, but I think we've seen a huge change in her. And I don't know that that's necessarily even the religious stuff, but just having Eddie around, I think he takes care of a lot of things for her and just allows her to be herself. And when you're not struggling so hard, remember Simon really didn't want Tamra to be Tamra.
Yeah.
And I think when you're fighting that so hard, you end up acting out more. Mm-hmm. Whereas now that she's allowed to be Tamra, she can be a little more laid back. Mm-hmm. And it sounds too like her family situation, although still dire, has improved quite a bit. You know, she said she's cool with Simon the last year or so. And I think what we're seeing is just an overall evolution of a person and her real life and getting a little older and a little wiser and just behaving all around better. Maybe it took her until she was in her mid-40s, but she's finally doing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just like in tune with people out there who say that she hasn't done, like, I don't know, some people really don't think that she's changed at all. So it's interesting to see.
Maybe they have more outbursts. Right? She used to be angrier. She's had more outbursts.
Yeah.
I feel like she's angrier.
Yeah. I feel like she still has outbursts, but she's a little more even. Cute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think she's making a step in the right direction, and I don't necessarily want to see her be like this calm, cool, and collected.
No, that
like,
wouldn't be interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, don't take too many strides.
Right.
We're good. We're okay. Right. You know?
No, but I think what really indicates growth as a person is when you can't be baited. You know, like you were saying, the housewives, it used to be a lot easier for the other ladies to get a rise out of her, and you knew how to push her buttons.
Yes.
And now it's a little bit more difficult to get Tamra to do the whole Tamra acting out thing.
Yeah, that's true. Man, Kelly did a lot of winding up, or trying to wind people up in this part two.
Yeah.
She absolutely did. Our chat roll is chiming in. Angie said, Tamra is so calculated with photo releases, Facebook, and the call in to Watch What Happens Live.
Thunderdome.
There is still some evidence that she was at least behind that.
She does deny that she had nothing to do with that. And that podcast, she said that someone messaged her and she just said, good luck getting in. I don't know.
She did, but she didn't say nothing to them.
That's true.
So apparently she's not all the way there yet.
That's true. Yeah, she doesn't say much to us, but she speaks to those people.
Hey, Tamra.
Just saying. Yes, so Kelly says that she took anger management. And if she still took anger management, she would have fought Tamra. We were like, wait, huh?
This is right up there with Puppet Master. Makes no sense.
That's my favorite quote of the season.
Oh, my God.
Heather is the puppet master in every... She's like so committed to this. Yeah. Everyone is the master.
Like, you sense that she had rehearsed in the mirror. Right, like, right, she knew the hand motions and the face she was going to make. Yeah. And then she totally screwed it up.
Totally screwed it up.
She was like, alone, this one's going to make the cut.
For that alone, give her a season two, please. I need more of like these jokes. I mean, I don't even know if you can call it. The humor is just so effed up. It's such a weird type of humor. But I mean, like, we even said, we're kind of embarrassed for her a little bit with the behavior.
Mm-hmm. Major secondhand embarrassment with that ABC joke.
Oh.
Please.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. How about getting a text message of yourself in Ireland where it says, keep eating?
Oof.
Shannon, who admittedly is having trouble losing weight. I don't think Shannon looked her best at this reunion. I know she's aging, like she's doing what she's gonna do. She is working out. She's just having a hard time keeping the weight off. So of course, when you have to get a text message coming on your weight, what woman wouldn't love that?
It's just another example of Kelly going too low, hitting mm-hmm. too far below yes. the belt. Just inappropriate. Yeah. You know, there are still rules on Real Housewives. And also, come up with something better to insult someone about. Right?
Yeah. Too low.
Show such a lack of intelligence.
Totally. Totally. If you have to go after her weight, then you obviously can't construct an argument about things that she did that bothered you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That you have to go there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and on top of it, you add pictures to, like, really rub it in.
So cruel.
Yeah, that's mean girl
bad
status
karma.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
No good.
Just time that you could have been spending with your daughter, I just want to point out.
Right. Oh, yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, very interesting nonetheless. So reunion part 3 will be next week. Wow, this has been a long season.
Oh my gosh, I expected to look over at the clock and have it say, like, 6:45, but it says 7:55.
No.
Oh my goodness.
So there's plenty to get into with some news and gossip.
Let's do it.
AfterBuzz TV News.
This one is really interesting, this first tidbit. So 7 months after the infamous four-wheeler accident that we saw go down in this season, Tamara returned to Glamis this last weekend, and she was there with Eddie and the family, and she says that she tried to go up the dunes a first time and ended up having a panic attack in the back seat, told Eddie to turn around and take her back to camp. But the next day, she finally was able to do the four-wheeling, only as a passenger. She didn't drive, though. But she says she's still dealing with a lot of PTSD from that, and this was kind of her way of trying to get over it.
Wow.
So, yeah, I was surprised. It's only been 7 months.
Yeah. I thought she would at least need like a year to kind of put that behind her. Good for her.
Yeah, you know, I think in a lot of those situations, they suggest like teach your kids that not to be scared. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So props to her. That could not have been easy.
Yeah.
And we talked about this evening how no one has seen Heather's house. However, what's the room you'd want to see the most?
Her closet.
Right, Fern. And she is showing us her closet in a new exclusive web series where she's going to show... Okay, get this. The closet is big enough that she's doing this whole series about the different corners of her closet.
Oh,
right?
God.
So you're going to see the whole thing. It's black and white. There's, of course, a huge chandelier. Surprise, surprise. Sparkly flooring, glitter cabinet handles. But you're going to see each kind of section. She's going to show it to you in this on YouTube. She calls it her girl cave, the closet.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty extravagant, I saw.
Have you checked it out?
Yeah.
So that's a fun little video. Meanwhile, Kelly is showing off her house, too, which we've also talked a lot about this season. The LA Times has that as a whole photo spread and interview. Kind of the juiciest thing to come out of that is we were talking about how much Heather was spending on her home. Well, Kelly did mention that the most expensive part in her house are these $100,000 doors.
Oh, wow.
Like sliding door. The doors do something fancy. So over $100,000 just for doors kind of puts Heather's whole thing into perspective. Kelly was asked in this interview which housewife she would want to switch homes with the most. And she, of course, mentioned Erica Girardi. Of course.
Oh,
hey.
Yeah.
We'll see you, Erica.
How the LA Times did a piece on her house?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Is she trying to sell it?
Yeah, she is.
She is,
Interesting.
Yeah, so check it out.
I'm not
knocking
the house.
Chunk of change.
I'm sure it's quite a nice house. Mm-hmm. But I'm just surprised. You know, because we don't hear of all the others. You know, like I'm sure Heather's house could get a full spread. You know,
in home and stuff. What's the
home and garden?
Yeah, come on. Maybe that's too old school.
Yeah. Architectural Digest, Heather Dubrow. Right? She would love to do the cover.
But Kelly's not just showing off her home. She's also busy tweeting as per usual. She agreed with one fan on Twitter this week. Someone tweeted her and said, "After what happened to her on Watch What Happens Live, what's up with Andy? Andy will never call out the other ladies, will he?" And Kelly said, nope, that will never happen. No. And I kind of wondered if I picked up on some discord between Andy and Kelly tonight on the reunion. Oh. And this seemed like she was brave enough to, you know, kind of talk crap about him on Twitter. So I'm wondering if maybe she senses that he doesn't care for her too much. And you know, I'm wondering if she's on her way out.
Yeah, because when they start to be at odds with Andy and not kiss his ass anymore. Yeah. It's usually an indicator that they're not coming back.
Right.
You're onto something with that, though. He definitely has his favorites. I know one housewife told me from another city that they just don't connect. Like, there's just no connection. Where he is so involved with the Ninis and the Teresas and all those New York housewives, he's like up their ass, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's... That's the problem that, and I won't even say the problem, but I guess in the position that Andy has, you have to kind of choose whether you're going to be a friend of all of these ladies or some of them, or if you're just going to be like, I choose not to have any relationship outside of this with these people because this is business and this is Bravo, and I need to have a equal relationship with everybody since I am a host of the show and I have jurisdiction over production. So it's tough. It's a tough situation because, I mean, wouldn't you be a little tempted, though, too, if, like, you know, was like, I don't know, Ramona wants to go out to dinner? What are you going to say?
For
no.
Sure. Exactly.
So
or, like, texting them position. After you watch an episode and be like, girl, what really happened?
Yeah. So it's a tough situation. I mean, you know, he's got a good gig going, but there's definitely, that's a real thing that she picked up on, and she's not the first one to feel that way. So that's like a little, they don't call it a clubhouse for nothing.
That's right.
Anyway.
We've also heard some rumors that Megan is on her way out. Speaking of Megan, the internet ran rampant this week of, oh, is Megan Edmonds broke? Is she this and that? This came from one tiny thing where she admitted to like shopping at a thrift store or buying something secondhand. And people were like, oh no, another broke housewife. She's buying used items. It's like, whoa, chill out. Yeah. We all know Megan used to work at that consignment store and that one show on the Style Network, right? That I can't think of right now. But remember, it was like a secondhand where you get like the old Louis Vuitton bags and stuff. Yeah, she was like the sales girl.
Oh,
there. So,
really?
Of course, she knows how to find a good bargain at those places.
Yeah.
She's probably buying Louis Vuitton there. She's not buying, you know.
Those vintage secondhand stores are so expensive, some of them. It's so hand-selected, like, one-of-a-kind things. That's no joke.
Yeah, dude. She's not broke. And she looks good. She's posting lots of pregnancy pictures back in St. Louis, and she looks great.
Aww. Good for her.
Mm-hmm. And former Real Housewife of Orange County, Gretchen Rossi, who... continues to be in the headlines every week. We've talked about
her
just as much as the rest of the ladies on News and Gossip. I've got mad respect for that. She celebrated her 38th birthday last weekend with Vicky, Kelly, Lizzie, and Peggy, and we all remember Peggy, at the Ritz Prime Seafood in Newport Beach. It looked very fancy. They were all dressed up. They looked gorgeous. And apparently this is all still part of Vicky and Kelly begging Bravo, quote, begging them to bring Gretchen back so that they have another ally.
Interesting. Where can we find this photo of them at this dinner?
Radar Online has it, and also Gretchen posted several on her Instagram.
Oh, several, not just one.
No. Of course not.
Interesting. Gretchen, you are always doing the work, I will say.
She really is, dude. Mad props.
Yeah. I still wonder if, like, because Andy said that they've told her story and they kind of felt that was a good place to stop. And I think they kind of have. However, if she came on, I would not be mad.
No.
I mean, totally in for her coming back.
No, and we've had friend ofs before that are less involved or less interesting.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, she knows all the ladies and she's been there. Why not?
Why not at least pull a Gina and show up once or twice?
Yeah.
At least. Hi, Miss Gina. We had that one tease of her in the first episode on that boat, the first and second episode, and we haven't seen her again.
Yeah, and they made it sound like she was going to be sprinkled throughout the season.
Yes, they really did.
We saw no Gina sprinkles.
No, it must have all been cut. Another thing they said in that, speaking of like gossip, another thing they said in that interview with Heather McDonald was that they did cut a lot of stuff because so much had happened. So there was a lot of like stuff with like Ava, she was talking about her granddaughter, and other people with Jeff Lewis decorated Shannon's house, and that was a whole storyline they never used, and that's the Bravo Liberty. I mean, that's a huge cut.
They were not happy about that getting cut.
Yeah. So there was a lot. I mean, it was a great season for us. Mm. A lot to talk about.
We could have more than 22 episodes?
I guess
really?
So.
Oh.
It's a good franchise.
I think I would have taken it.
Yeah, it's so interesting how some ride the wave, you know? Yeah. And I want to keep OC on an upward wave. And, of course, next week will be the third part of the reunion. And we'll be wrapping things up and saying goodbye to these ladies. For a programming note, we don't cover the Lost Footage episodes. So next week will be our finale here at AfterBuzz TV for Season 11. So make sure you check in. You can join us live and chat in the chat room with Christy. She's keeping an eye on what's going on.
Yeah, it's fun.
And we tape live here at what? 7 o'clock? What
we
is it?
We are live at 7 Pacific, Pacific time. Mm-hmm. That's right. Oh, yeah. Manuel's there, too. Thank you to Sue and Angie and Carrie and everybody who came to hang out with us. We appreciate
it. Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you for the comments below. In the meantime, you guys can support us and our various projects. Fern, where can we find you?
You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Ronay. And my novel, Better in the Morning, which I describe as Sex in the City Meets Ghost, is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, Kindle format, paperback, however you'd like it.
I have the paperback and the Kindle version, just saying. You guys can always reach out to me at Christy Reports on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. The Total Divas season premiere is Wednesday night. We will be here breaking it down at 8 p.m. Pacific on that one as well. And please also check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Christy Reports, for a special Vanderpump Rules gift.
Nice. And you guys can find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants and on my podcast, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk. Fern, thanks for joining us.
Yeah,
it was good having you.
It's so good to be reunited.
Yes. That'll do it for us for the OC Ladies Reunion Part 2. We'll be back next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.